T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show, Kevin Holden, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, sitting in. Bill is out just for a couple days. He's back tomorrow. He's resting up. You know, it's a long season, 17 weeks of NFL football, plus you got the Brewers headed to the postseason, so it's like, you know, Lorenzo Cain or someone like that. You got to give him a breather every once in a while. So I'm in today for Bill. He will be back tomorrow. Of course, the Brewers wrapping up their series against the Reds here. Final game of the series tonight at Miller Park, then the last road trip of the season. Lots to talk about, wild card chase, division chase, and who better to discuss that with than Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice, who you can see every night on Fox Sports Wisconsin. BA, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Great to be here. I would have been happy to record an intro for you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah?
Matter of fact, I think I'll do it right now, and then you can, for the rest of your show, I can play it. So, here's Kevin Holden. There you go.
Joe had that.
Just replace that with Bill Michaels, and then you don't have to go through that whole thing over every time. You
know? Where it's like, here's Bill Michaels. Nope, not Bill Michaels.
That's a curveball. I mean, if I'd have known. No, just kidding. I'm glad to be with you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure. Always love seeing you at Miller Park. Always enjoy your work.
Thank you.
On the local sports.
Appreciate that, and you know, we get a chance on Sundays. We'll kind of cross paths, you know, when the game's on Telemundo, and it's one thing when you're doing that in August and September, and you've got a team that's you know, kind of playing a string out or doesn't have a whole lot to play for. But the atmosphere for us in the press box and in the stands in this last couple of months leading into the playoffs, this is just fun, isn't it?
It is, and that's what's great about a pennant race. And there's the ups and the downs, and the Brewers experienced one a down yesterday. So you kind of ride that wave, and that's kind of what's fun about it. It's, you know, if it wasn't excruciating, it wouldn't be thrilling either. So you get all the emotions, and the best thing about baseball, unlike football and the NBA and most other sports, is you don't have to sit on it for a few days, or in football's case, a week. You turn it around and you play the next day. So, you know, the Brewers weren't going to win, unlikely. They were going to win their last 11 games of the season. So you figure there'd be a loss or two mixed in there somewhere. But now, you know, you're at the point now where, you know, as a fan, you're just like, man, come on, don't go into a losing streak. You know, they happen throughout the season. They're scary. Every team goes through them. The Dodgers just went through one. They couldn't beat the Reds. You know, they got swept by the Reds. But it can turn fast, and that's kind of what you're trying to avoid right now, because the Brewers are in great shape to be in the wild card game. Just, you know, they have to take care of business. If they win series the rest of the way out, they'll be a lock to make it. I just think there's too much parity right now. I don't think any of the teams are going to run the tables the rest of the way. But they're in good shape, man. They put themselves in great position to make it back to the postseason for the first time in 7 years, and it's a thrilling time to be a Brewer fan, and it's a thrilling time to be a Wisconsin sports fan.
And one of the biggest reasons on the Brewers' side of things why it's been such an exciting time this year is Christian Yelich and everything that he has done for this team. I mean, when the MVP chants come from the stands, that's a meaningful thing. This is a guy who has brought his game just absolutely to the forefront. And one moment in particular that stands out to me Monday night when he hit for the cycle for the second time. He steps up in the sixth inning. He's had a single. He's had a double. He's had a home run. And the triple is the hardest of the bunch, but there's this thought, and I'm curious if you felt the same way about this, there's this thought that he needs a triple. There's a chance this guy actually gets this, and of course he did.
Well, and that's where his skills are on display, right? So he's a four-tool player. You know, he does not have a great throwing arm, although he has thrown some runners out and he's accurate with his arm, but he doesn't have that plus tool on the throwing arm. But the other four tools are off the charts for him. You know, he hits for average, he hits for power, and he's flexing his muscles more this year than ever. The ballpark has a lot to do with that, but you know, he's a great runner, and so because he has great speed, he's going to be able, his odds of the triple are a lot greater than most. So you see the guys with cycles, they're typically guys who can run a little bit, not always, but typically they certainly give themselves chances, and he's a great hitter. So to have four hits in a game is an accomplishment in a major league game, a major accomplishment, but to do the four for the cycle, it's a bit of an anomaly. There have been random players who have hit for the cycle. There have been Hall of Fame players who have hit for the cycle. It doesn't define your career, but you have to have a certain skill set to do it. And, you know, it's more rare than a no-hitter to at least multiple no-hitters to do the cycle twice in the same season. There's only been three in the modern era. There's been five multiple no-hitters in the same season in the modern era. So that's kind of the rarity part of it, and that's the beauty of baseball, I think, is that, you know, you come to the ballpark, if you were among the 33,000 in the ballpark on Monday, you got to witness history, and, you know, that's cool. I think that's really a cool thing to be able to experience. It's been happening a lot this year, and Yelich and Kane, I don't want to discount Kane from the discussion either, but those two guys have just been more than anybody expected, and the expectations were really high to start with.
Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice from Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. BA, the announcement yesterday of the Brewers' new affiliation for AAA made me think of you, because before you were here, you were in San Antonio. You have probably, of anybody in this area, you have the best view or the most extended view of the team, the ballpark, the city that the Brewers are linking up with now in San Antonio. What do you think of the move to AAA to San Antonio?
Yeah, I'm definitely a San Antonio expert, and part of that it brings a little trauma, because I spent 9 years in the minor leagues. I couldn't get out of the minor leagues. But I love my time there. I loved at that time. So, first of all, this is the first year San Antonio goes back to AAA. They used to be a AAA ball club way back 50 years ago, but for the most part, they've been a Double-A team in the Texas League, and when I was there, it was a Double-A team. So the reason this has come about is San Antonio is moving up to the Triple-A ranks. When you do that, one team has to leave the Triple-A ranks, and typically when that happens, it's a complicated game, but the same guy who owns Colorado Springs also owns San Antonio, so that was, as they start to line up their chairs, their musical chairs, he's going to drop the Colorado Springs franchise down into a low A and then just transfer his AAA franchise, which he technically owns, and he just transfers it to a city. So that's part of the picture in development and player development. You need a city. And I saw a lot of comments on Twitter, and I've heard a lot of people say, you know, welcome San Antonio to the Brewers family. It's actually the opposite. The city, the minor league city, is the free agent in this picture. And the ball clubs are the ones who are, you know, trying to prove that they belong there. And so the team chooses, and San Antonio chose the Brewers to be their major league parent club for their AAA ball club. So, first of all, thank you, San Antonio, and Burley Darborough, who runs that organization. He was my boss when I was there. It's a fantastic opportunity. The ballpark is an older park. It opened in 94. It's called Wolf Stadium, Nelson Wolf Stadium, the former mayor of San Antonio, and it is a pitcher's park. It is the complete opposite of what we saw in Colorado Springs. So the wind blows in there. Right off I-90, the wind blows in about 20 miles an hour every game. It is a great place to pitch and develop pitchers, and I think that's a really important piece on the development side. As far as the city goes, it's a big league city, very similar to Milwaukee in its status. You know, it kind of plays a little brother to the bigger cities like Chicago, and for San Antonio, it would be like Houston and Austin. But San Antonio is a great city. The Spurs are there. I worked for the Spurs for years. The Riverwalk is awesome. They have great golf courses. It's a fantastic vacation destination. So if you're a diehard Brewers baseball fan and you want to get out of the cold in April and May and you want to go see the sights and have some fun and play some golf and maybe go on a fishing excursion and have some warm weather, San Antonio is a great spot, and then you can go see the minor league facility. But they're planning on a new stadium there. Probably going to be a couple of years. They're trying to get a downtown stadium voted and passed. So this PDC player development contract lasts 2 years. So hopefully this is a long-term option. You know, this will be a feel-out period between the organization in San Antonio and the organization in Milwaukee. And hopefully it's a match and everybody's happy with one another. And, of course, I'm going to do all I can to make sure that it's a viable option because, honestly, it's an A-plus organization. And it's a great place to develop pitchers. And I think that's probably the most important part of it from the Brewers side and Brewers fans is you're not going to have to deal with Colorado Springs anymore, and which can just be a nightmare for pitchers and to try to develop pitchers and confidence of pitchers and all of that. Please, a total home run on my end.
Please tell me that they're keeping Balapeno the mascot, though.
Yeah, well, there's two of them. So Balapeno is, he was kind of the later version. The original one was the Puffy Taco, and that was the one. It was a restaurant there in San Antonio called Henry's Puffy Taco, and that's kind of the famous mascot. It's an actual man inside a taco shell, and he's got lettuce in front and the little tomato hat, and he runs around, and the kids tackle him. And the Puffy Taco has been an icon down there in San Antonio. And then Balapeno came a little later in the early 2000s, but he's a fan favorite as well. They do a lot of cool stuff, man. They're funny. They're a really fun organization. They do a lot of cool cultural Hispanic heritage elements and functions in San Antonio, and it's a blast. I mean, it's like a party. It's kind of trending more towards like Caribbean baseball, especially on particular nights. And so if you ever have a chance to go down there, I would highly recommend it.
Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice from Fox Sports Wisconsin. I know we lose you when October comes around, but I'm really looking forward to these last 10 games, you and Rock, and at least getting the chance to hear, and fingers crossed that clinching call will come, if it's this weekend, if it's next week, that we'll get to hear it. And that's the audio that's to me. You don't have to introduce me. If you just get that clinching call, that'll do it.
Well, that'd be great. I've been lucky to be a part of two of those in 2008 and 2011, and to work for a local team, which is really important to me. I feel extremely loyal to the Brewers and love working here and being a part of the organization as long as they'll have me. That is, of course, what we as broadcasters all dream about and prepare for and hope happens, on our watch. And then we hope not to screw it up, but it's a really exciting time. And I will go on and do the playoffs. We're in the American League this year for TBS, so I won't get a chance if the Brewers do make it in. I won't get a chance to call Brewers games or be with the Brewers in the postseason. But I'll be watching for sure. And if I have to do a Brewers game, you stay neutral. But when the game is over, I'm always wanting the Brewers to win and be a part of the winning experience here in San Antonio or in Milwaukee. So I hope that happens.
I got you caught in the
clip.
Got you caught in the San Antonio thing right there. That's funny. BA, thanks for joining us, man. Great insights. See you at the ballpark today. Here's hoping a series win happens tonight.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, man. Don't forget that intro now. I that's for free. You don't have to. I'm not going to send an invoice. So.
Oh, that's that's even better.
That was a courtesy.
If you do one for free, though, they might ask for like 20 or 30. That goes.
See, I have an agent for that. So the person's free. The next one's 15 grand.
Perfect. That's a good structure. BA, thanks a lot, man.
All right, Kevin. See you, bud.
Brian Anderson, Brewers TV voice from Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Joe, you even got an intro out of that. I mean, that's pretty good. It's pretty solid. BA, of course, can be heard the rest of the season here on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And if you're a sports fan of any kind, you hear and see Brian Anderson in a variety of events outside the Brewers. Of course, he mentioned American League TBS here in the postseason. You'll also see him jump over, do some football, do some basketball. He's, you know, some golf during the summer, games for TBS during the year. He's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. The man is...
Here's Kevin Holden.
Hey! That's pretty solid right there. See, I told you. As soon as he said it, I knew you'd have it caught and ready to go. That's pretty solid, man. All right, taking a break. We're going to talk more about this Brewers starting rotation. How you feel about them in a postseason? We'll get your calls next on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. They have a location in Green Bay, one in Milwaukee, and a 98% success rate. All but guaranteeing success. Also, if you have the low T, looking for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, they can help you out there. Just go in and get checked if you're over the age of 30. Or the all-in-one weight loss program. It really works. Just call them. 414-455-4444. 51. That's the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. You got something ailing you the way I had my knee for a while. All you have to do is call 855-MC-ORTHO, whether it's an ankle, a knee, a hip, a shoulder, an elbow, they can help you out. You don't have to live with pain. That's 855-MC-ORTHO, or go to marshfieldclinic.org for all the information. Marshfield Clinic, the official healthcare provider of yours truly.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, that this time of year the leash is going to be probably a little shorter than normal, just because if you get the lead, you're probably going to go to the bullpen. My goal is to pitch as long as I can until take the ball out of my hands. I felt one inning I felt, you know, I could make a pitch, the next thing I couldn't. So just kind of the inconsistency of that's been the kind of thing I've been battling, I would say, pretty much this whole season.
Brewer starter Chase Anderson lasted just 3 2/3 innings in last night's loss to the Reds, just 4 innings in the outing before that. The Brewers in this wild card chase, potentially still in this division chase, with 3.5 games behind the Cubs with 10 games to play. They would need some help there, but that's not out of the question. Either way, this is a chase for some sort of playoff spot, and these next 10 games, pretty crucial. Going to be a lot of fun to see what this team does, but the question marks are the ones you start to look at. Where, excuse me, where are the spots in this team that you start to say, okay, hey, you know, I don't know about the starting rotation. I don't know about this, that, or the other. The bullpen is the one that I have no doubts about whatsoever. There's just so many talented arms, and it's clearly where the Brewers have gone this year in how they've built this team. Quality arms out of that bullpen mean that you don't have to depend on your starter for 6 or 7 innings every time out, and in the case of Chase Anderson, they're fine pulling him after 4 innings because you know the bullpen can get the other 15 outs. Do you feel comfortable with this group of Brewers starters pitching in a potential postseason, though? Postseason. You're not facing the Reds in October. You're facing the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Braves. If you were to get that far, you would face some super team from the American League. Do you feel comfortable about the Brewers starters in that situation? 855-830-8648. We'll start it off with Ken in West Bend. Ken, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going?
Good, you?
Good morning still.
Right.
Fabulous. If I were any better, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Well, with that being said, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see Anderson get regulated to the bullpen too. More than likely, they'll go with 4 starters for the playoffs. You got Chacin, Miley, Gonzalez, Davies. And why not? I mean, it's not the end of the world to put them in the bullpen and go with 4. Most teams go with a 4-man rotation anyways in the playoffs. And if you needed to go to a 5th, well, you got some guys out there, but the bullpen is so deep. It was actually quite masterful by Stearns, being in the market that he's in, to say, you know what, I'll go out and get some pitchers, but I'm not going to spend a ton of money per se yet because we are quote-unquote rebuilding. But once they went for it to put Gonzalez on the squad, that was outstanding. So what they really need to do is work on their run productivity. They've got to be one of the worst teams in baseball and potentially getting into the playoffs with runners in scoring position. You got to get those guys in somehow, some way. They got to figure out a way to make those runs count, especially come playoff time.
It's the truth, Ken. Appreciate the call. And the consistency of runs scored is the thing. You have 8, and then you have 1. And as you've seen, these games where the Brewers have lost by a run or two or three. There have certainly been those moments with runners in scoring position where they haven't been able to get through. And again, that bullpen point means a lot, because if your starting pitcher goes four or five and you can toss quality reliever after quality reliever out there, it certainly makes a difference. It's an incredible thing to have Corey Knebel throwing in the sixth inning for you, because he's done that a couple of times recently. He was the closer. He's worked his way back now into that quality relief situation. Council has this group of relievers that he'll use if he has a two-run lead or three-run lead, one-run lead, Knebel and Jeffress and Hader. And with Knebel working his way back into that, you have a guy who closed for a major league team this year who's throwing in the sixth inning for you. Then you have Joaquin Soria, who's had his ups and downs since coming to Milwaukee. But again, he has double-digit saves for another team this year. These are quality relievers not 7 years ago, this year. And that makes me feel much better about the way this rotation shapes up. With that having been said, yeah, I guess the old school me is a little bit concerned about the thought of, say, you're facing the Dodgers, okay? Just run that up head-to-head. And it's Chacin versus Kershaw. And it's Miley versus Rich Hill. And it's Davies versus whatever the three is going to be for LA. And they've got a ton of options for that number three. Those matchups by themselves do make me nervous. They do. That is a, by themselves, in a vacuum, that is a disadvantage for the Brewers. The bullpen balances that out. The run production, if it is consistent, if, as Ken said, you hit with runners in scoring position, it balances it out. It doesn't mean you lose the series. But to me, it begins this sort of disadvantage. You start there at that disadvantage. Chacin, Miley, Davies, Gio Gonzalez, who was, you know, you've seen some goods and bads with Gio over his couple of starts here with the Brew Crew. It's a group, but it's not, that doesn't call to mind a playoff group, Joe.
So who would the four be if we had to pick today? I think Miley and Chacin,
yeah, that's
guaranteed,
that's
right?
One and two in some form, yeah.
Now, big start tonight for Gio Gonzalez. I mean, if he doesn't pitch well, I don't know. It's really hard to tell who should be those final two guys. Zach Davies hasn't been bad since coming off the DL.
Right.
Chase Anderson, the home runs definitely concern me above anything. I mean, the guy's given up 30 home runs this season. And the last thing you need in the postseason is to have Chase Anderson go in there and give up a home run to start the game. Because these guys are going after him early in the count. And I don't know if I really want that. I mean, Chase Anderson, I said at the beginning of the year, I don't know if this guy is going to continue what he did last year. Chase Anderson pitched out of his mind, and if you look at the baseball card numbers, that was a career year for Chase Anderson. So I had reason to believe that this guy was not going to be pitching with an ERA under three, where he was going, I think it was like 2.74 is what he finished with last year. I thought that number was going to be inflated a little bit. I got to say, I've been a little disappointed with the way Chase Anderson's pitched, but at the same time, I also didn't expect him to be as good as he was last year. The home runs have been very concerning, and the innings pitch have also been very concerning. And Chase Anderson has been notorious for this throughout his career, about only struggling to get into the sixth inning, struggling to complete the sixth inning. And last night, you can't have him. I understand the bullpen bailed him out, but you can't have that guy pitching 3 2/3 in the postseason. You just can't.
Now, that's all going to run into a wall if it's a night-after-night situation.
You can't have that. So I'm having a hard time trying to put Chase Anderson in as one of the four guys. That's going to be a really tough decision for Craig Counsell. And it may just come down to whoever they're facing, who has the better splits. And maybe that's how Craig Counsell goes about it. It's just looking at which of the three between Gonzalez, Davies, and Chase Anderson would be a good number three pitcher in a NLDS against these particular guys. Who has the best splits? And that's probably how he's going to have to do it. I'm having a hard time picking between those three, two of those three.
Yeah.
Because they're all kind of on the same level.
And it may have to do, as you say, with who you face. It may have to do with what's better against the Cubs, what's better against the Dodgers, the Braves, whoever ends up in this situation. That may have to dictate how the back end of that rotation goes. You're going to have four. The days of doing three in a postseason series are just about done. It's a rare, rare occasion. Giants with Bumgarner a few years ago where he was just so dominant that they were like, look, you're going to throw whatever you can throw, okay? You can get him into three games essentially that way.
Unless they go really unconventional and they start Hader and they let him go two, maybe three innings, and then you just keep choosing matchups, you keep going to different relievers, and that's how you do it. I don't know if they'll do it that way.
Yeah. It's a tough thing to start doing in October.
But hey, it's worked well for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, that's been pretty
wild. Rays have been very unconventional, and the Rays are like 14, 15 games above 500.
Yeah.
They've used a lot of pitchers, and part of that has led to a lot of wins for that team. The Tampa Bay Rays shouldn't be as good as they are, but they have been extremely unconventional with how they use their pitchers and relievers. So I don't know if Craig Counsell's going to go that far, but right now it's hard to sit here and say that this is a good group. Like, this is good enough. I don't know if it's good enough when you're going up against a team like the Chicago Cubs or the Dodgers or the Braves. I'm still a little uneasy about that. And I mean, I'd like to hear from Brewers fans how they feel about it too. If this group of starters is good enough.
855-830-8648. What do you think about this Brewers starting group in a postseason series? We talk about that balance with the bullpen, with the offense, and again, that starting rotation. Brewers-Reds, last game of the series tonight at Miller Park. We'll get more of your calls next on The Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Cafe Caruba Coffee, the official coffee of the Green Bay Packers. It's always fresh, always available. You can stop into any Wisconsin Quick Trip store, pick up your Green Bay Packers travel coffee mug for just $2.99 and receive an 89-cent refill all season long. That's while supplies last. That's our friends from Quick Trip.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And at that point, you know, I'm just thinking, try to keep the game where it is. But, you know, he gave up some hits. There weren't a ton of balls, you know, stung hard, but, you know, he gave up some hits, and we're going to be aggressive in these situations.
Chase Anderson, Brewers starting pitcher, last two outings, combined 7 2/3 innings. And the Brewers make this postseason push, and they've had a lot of things go right, and they have a lot of positives on this team. Kane and Yelich, Aguilar, guys that will carry the offense, depth of bats on the offense, great bullpen. But your question is the starting rotation. I want to know how comfortable you are and how you shape this thing in the rotation to work for the postseason. 855-830-8648. Why don't we start with Nate in Viroqua talking about Chase Anderson. Nate, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. You?
Good. Say, my thing, too, I think Chase Anderson is out of the rotation for the remainder of the season, postseason. I'd go with the four man. I'd start with Wade Miley, Jalees Chacin, Gio Gonzalez, and then throw Zach Davies in there as the number four if you need to get that far. And especially if we go into the one-game wild card playoff, I'm going Wade Miley right away. I think he's been our most consistent starter the last few weeks, and I think he gives us a great shot to win.
Nate, appreciate the call. Wade has been incredible. I mean, talk about exceeding expectations, what you thought you might get. Wade Miley did not join the team out of spring training because he hurt himself in his last spring training start. There was a question as to whether he would stay with the team because they had a contract with him that would then become guaranteed, but they let him rehab, they let him come back, and here he is as a potential one or two for a team that's very likely going to make the postseason. That's a great thing to have. That's one thing that's working in your favor. You are going to go against some big name starting pitchers pretty much no matter who you face in the playoffs, but it's nice to have someone like Miley who can slot in behind that. Alan in Chicago. Alan, welcome.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm fine, thank you. I just saw a call as one of your friends from Chicago.
There you go.
Early in the show. Yeah, I just want to let you know that I think you take Cub fans in the wrong way. If Christian Yelich has the numbers and he deserves the MVP over Javi Baez, more power to him. We would congratulate him for a great season. So that's how Cubs fans think. Now, on the other hand, for the Brewers, I would assume that the Brewers are going to win the top spot in the wild card. The Cardinals are only two games back, and the Cardinals have playoff experience with which this Brewers team does not. So just like the Cubs aren't assuming that they're going to win the division, the Brewers shouldn't be assuming that they're going to be winning the top spot in the wild card.
Yeah, it's a really good point. You talk about a pesky team. The Cardinals face both the Brewers and the Cubs in that last week of the regular season. And in the Brewers' case, we were just talking about this during the break. It's close enough that that could flip. You're right about that needing to be a focal point. Alan, we appreciate the call.
Very much so.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
that. Wait a minute. Brewers have a lot of postseason experience with the players they have on their roster. They have World Series winners on this team.
They have added guys who've been there before, which is a nice thing to have. It'll help bring the young guys along.
I'm just thinking off the top of my head. If you compare the Cardinals roster to the Brewers roster, how many more guys have postseason experience?
Be worth checking out.
I'm pretty sure the Brewers might have more postseason experience. Yes, it is a younger team, and there's a lot of guys that have never been in this situation before, but they are supported with guys like Lorenzo Cain, Mike Moustakas, Curtis Granderson, Ryan Braun. There are leaders in this clubhouse. I don't know if the Cardinals have that. Not to mention, they don't have their manager anymore.
Of course, your backup, their replacement manager has been fantastic.
He's done a good job, I don't know if it's that much of a difference. I'll have to just dig this up again.
You do that. If you don't mind, we'll talk to Dan and Nina talking Chase Anderson as well. Dan, welcome.
Hola, amigos. How are you guys doing today?
Muy bien. How about you?
Good. I'm just calling in about Chase Anderson. As good as he was last year, something's missing. He's not pinpointing. His head's not there. But when you have an 0-2 count last night and you throw a meatball right down the middle of the plate, you never throw a strike on an 0-2 count. I don't know what he's doing out there.
It was different from the Chase that you saw last year. You feel like the Chase Anderson of last year probably wouldn't have thrown that on an 0-2 pitch.
Right. I mean, you make him chase something high or low, or you don't throw it over the middle of the plate and give up a nice hit and the RBI and get pulled out of the game because of it. I mean, something's just not right with him, and he can't be one of your guys in the rotation going into the playoffs right now.
So you're in favor of having Anderson come out of the bullpen, not have him as one of your four guys?
Right. I mean, like you guys were talking, can you imagine if you start him and he gives up a home run early in the game, a two-run shot or a three-run shot? I mean, then you're behind. Your whole pitching rotation is screwed up. Trying to bring in your guys to from the fifth inning on. I mean, you just can't do any of that stuff then. So, I don't know. I hope he gets it straight now, because last year I thought he was going to turn it into being an ace, and I don't see anything close to that.
Dan, appreciate the call, and I think that is something that's reflected a lot of fans, a lot of folks that saw last night's outing, and even the outing against the Cubs. And it's weird because a pitcher throwing four scoreless innings will usually inspire a lot of confidence, but if you saw the game, if you saw the outs that were made in the game, Curtis Granderson, I felt like, ended every inning by running and leaping to make a catch on a ball that could have been a double. So it was a matter of escaping jams and that sort of thing. And Chase has, he's been around long enough. It's a veteran guy, and his year last year was terrific for this Brewers team, and that led to a lot of hopes that he would repeat that. The numbers say that that has not happened to this point, and you are late enough in the season that I don't know if there's a chance for him to redeem that at this point. I don't know if a good next two starts is enough to put him in those four for the postseason. Maybe, but it's getting late.
Well, I'm just looking at the Cardinals roster and then comparing it to the Brewers roster. there's a lot of new faces on this Cardinals team. I mean, obviously, guys like Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina, they have a ton of postseason experience. But I just don't, looking up and down this roster, I don't know if it's any different from an experience standpoint compared to what the Brewers have on their roster, especially with guys that have won a World Series. I don't know if it's that much different. This Cardinals team has changed significantly, and they weren't expected to be in this situation. In fact, they got rid of some of their pitchers right around the trade deadline because they figured it was time to maybe take a step back and regroup for next season, and then they got on that hot streak. But I'm not... I honestly can't wait for this series against the Cardinals, Kevin, next week. I want the Brewers to make a statement. I really do. I want them to go down to St. Louis and show them who's boss. They didn't do that the last time, which was a little disconcerting, but that was right before they got on their hot streak. I want to see the Brewers go down there and take 2 out of 3 and show that they are the team to beat, whether they end up being the wild card team or they end up winning this division, which would be the better case scenario here.
Longer shot, but definitely better.
Right. I don't really see the night and day experience factor playing into the Cardinals like they have the upper hand in this. I think it's about equal, and maybe I give the upper hand to the Brewers just based on some of these veterans that are on this team right now.
Well, Kane and Moustakas were both part of some pretty special teams in Kansas City. That's really where the base of that experience comes from. You know, Granderson has his, and Braun did his thing with the Brewers the last time around here, but Kane and Moustakas, that Royals team was... You know, we've talked about this a couple of times. That was kind of a base of what you're seeing right now. The bullpen is the center of a team, as the center of a pitching staff, where games are won with that strong bullpen. Kane was a hitter on that team. Moustakas was a hitter on that team.
And that was a team, too, that, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't have a lot of playoff experience when they got on their two runs there back-to-back years. I mean, sometimes it is just about being the hot team. And what I don't want to see the Brewers do here in these last 10 games is kind of play 500 baseball.
Right.
I want to see them step on the gas. Tonight's game is a must win, if you ask me. And you know the Pirates have schooled you all season long. The Brewers need to beat the Pirates, guys.
Always seems to come down to those Pirates, doesn't it? At least this year, it seems
what,
like
aren't
they're...
Aren't you a little afraid of this series this weekend in Pittsburgh? Because the Pirates have had your number the entire time.
Yeah, it's a little unnerving. I'm not going to lie. I feel like they could go there and take care of business, but when they lost 5 in a row in Pittsburgh in a single series earlier this year, that's a big part of it. The other half is, if you talking about today's game, Joe, if you don't win this game today and the Cardinals win their game, that's a one-game difference between the first wild card and the second wild card. And that's when it gets uncomfortable because, again, a bad series in St. Louis flips them, which means the Brewers would be in the second wild card. And when it comes time for the wild card game, it's Milwaukee at St. Louis, one game to go to the division series. I don't like that at all.
That's why they need to make a statement against the Cardinals. That series, my goodness, is that going to be huge next week?
Yeah, it's because we've been dealing with the Cardinals year after year.
Yeah, and the thing that annoys me, the Cardinals always get the last laugh over the Brewers.
Somehow.
Going all the way back to 82, they always get the last laugh.
Would like for that to change this year, but history tells you that has happened more than once.
Needs to change.
To this Brewers team. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll cool off. We'll exhale, and we'll regroup here on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show. Kevin Holden, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, stepping in for Bill. Great time. Brewers 10 games remaining in their regular season, chasing down that wild card spot, a 3.5-game lead on the Colorado Rockies. That's at the bottom of the wild card standings. In other words, Colorado is the first team out. The Brewers are 3.5 over the Rockies. Once they eliminate all these other contenders, they can get this wild card spot and get it done. Joe, the flip side of that St. Louis series is if the Brewers go down there and do something real in that series, if that's where they clinch, that could be the kind of momentum booster that might drive this team to the postseason and give them some momentum in the postseason. That would be the opposite effect of a series in St. Louis. And that, of course, is how the players will look at it. It's, they refer to it as an opportunity, right? That's the word you hear from athletes a lot, an opportunity to clinch there and give yourself some boost leading into October.
From our intern, producer extraordinaire, Sam Schmitz, who does a fine job for us.
Sammy!
He just went through both rosters, and he says that the Brewers have 10 guys on their roster with postseason experience. The Cardinals on their roster have 9.
Really? So there are more Brewers who have been in the postseason.
I don't know how you found that so fast, because you'd have to go through almost every player, but good job.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Look at Sam making it happen. They only hear us, but there's the people that really make this work. That's they make us look good, Joe.
Well, they make you look good.
Yeah, they make me look good. Well, and that's full-time job, dude.
Not me.
That's full-time job right there. Yeah. So the Brewers will play the Reds tonight, final game of that three-game set. Day off Thursday. Pittsburgh for 3. Please, no more of these Pittsburgh jinxes. And then St. Louis for 3. And I'm starting to kind of get geeked about this road trip. This is a chance to do some big stuff before they finish out the regular season. Brewers doing their thing. Packers, of course, on the road as well. In D.C. this weekend, Devontae Adams continues to impress. We'll get your thoughts about him. Where does Devontae Adams rank among the top receivers in the NFL today? That's next hour here on The Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. Out and about again this year, the Bill Michaels Huddle is back. And look for us at a pub near you sometime soon. We hope to see you as a face in the crowd. That's Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.